Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, it is Wednesday, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot, one of the people, Scott Blick, he's going to be joining me this weekend, and he's going to bring with him a coupon code. So this weekend there's going to be a sale for you if you listen to the show. There's going to be a percentage off sale on ammunition. So if you've been thinking about buying ammunition, this is the hold up for another couple of days, because I'm about to get you, I think, I don't know, something off. 5% off, I think, is what it's going to be. And, you know, 50 million rounds to choose from, I think they'll have what you want. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming up next hour, of course, is going to be the Nuge. The Nuge will be joining us next hour. But, you know, for right now, we just got to talk. We just got to talk about things happening in the world. And in the world, there is a new drug cartel that is rocking and rolling in Mexico, the Jalisco New Generation. And they have entered into the fray in a big way. They recently shot down an army helicopter in Mexico, killing 3 and injuring 12. They are out of the state of Jalisco, and they're in and around America's second largest city and premier resort area. Now, the chopper was shot down as soldiers and Marines and federal and state police began an operation to take down the Jalisco cartel, capture its leaders, and improve security in the state. Raul Benitez, a security analyst at the National Autonomous University of Mexico, said a new and military powerful cartel is appearing and opening up a new front in the war against drugs in Guadalajara and Jalisco. Flare-up of violence in Guadalajara, a city of 1.5 million people in a metropolitan area of 4.5 million, and the resort town of Puerto Vallarta, is the latest setback for the government of President Enrique Peña Nieto. They're trying to fight them. They're trying to fight them, but, you know, Guadalajara is not some little town in the middle of nowhere. And the Jalisco New Generation Cartel has the logistics and the power to paralyze a major metropolitan city. Okay? I make fun all the time of people saying, well, you know, that couldn't happen. These guys can make it happen. The downing of the helicopter came as cartel gunmen seized buses and cars and set them on fire to block major highways and roads in 39 places across the state, including the capital, Guadalajara. They set fire to 11 bank branches and 5 gasoline stations across the state. They also blocked roads in 3 neighboring states. 7 people died in that particular day's violence. They've been relatively quiet for the last 2 years. I guess they've been saving up or getting ready to roll. You know, in Guerrero, where 43 students were kidnapped and believed to have been killed, and in Michoacan, where thousands of troops were sent after ranchers and farmers took up arms against the Knights Templar cartel, the Jalisco New Generation just sort of sat around. They didn't even get involved in that fight. Now, President Nieto is not doing a bad job in going after the cartels, but he's going to have to use the military because the police are not very reliable in this. Corruption at that level of law enforcement, as well as intimidation tactics by the cartels, make the police a non-factor in battling the gangs. Actually, they're just a supplier. They're just a supplier of people and weapons. These cartels are using military tactics. You know, I've made a lot of fun of ISIS with their supposed military tactics. These guys, the Jalisco New Generation, these guys are genuine. They are absolutely ruthless in destroying anyone who opposes them. And they are escalating the violence level. And with foreign investment critical to the Mexican economy, fewer and fewer companies are going to make big investments in a nation where drug gangs rule in several states. There's been a lot of talk about how, you know, in the resort areas like Puerto Vallarta, the gangs aren't really there, except they are now. The Jalisco New Generation is there, and these guys are bad with two D's. Why does that matter? That matters because this is going to spill. Sooner or later, this is going to spill over into the United States. Believe it or not. They already operate here. The Zetas operate in Chicago. We've got ISIS 9 miles on the other side of the border in Ciudad Juarez. It's going to come this way. They can't wait to come this way. This is where, for the drug cartels, this is where they're major, we're the major market. We are the major market, and whatever is stopping them, they're going to try to knock out of the way. Right now, smuggling, you know, a loss of product here and there is an accepted part of doing business. But if anybody ever really gets serious about stopping them, which we have to do, then they're going to get serious about coming in here and dealing with whoever's trying to stop them. And then it will get interesting. When I look at these cartels, I see... The problem with the cartels is a lot of the soldiers involved with the cartels are actually soldiers. They deserted the military. They deserted the police department. They brought with them their weapons, and they brought with them their training. And if they've got one that can teach 10, then they've got 10 that can teach 10 more each. Do the math. And in Mexico, where, you know, the economy is nothing, and you've got a bunch of young men who are looking to, you know, looking for a job, looking for a little job security, want to make a little money. Well, drugs are a growth industry because we are their major supplier. Or not their major supplier, we're their major market. We're their major market. And we're going to have to deal with that one day. It's like the old Fram oil filter commercial. You can pay me now or you can pay me later. But we're going to have to deal with it. And when we do, okay, here's the problem. When we do, if we actually had a cognitive, all-encompassing, serious border policy, if we seriously tried to keep them from coming through the border on a regular basis, it would be easier, but we don't. We don't try to do that. So when this all goes down, there's going to be fighting on both sides. They're going to surround the border. They're going to surround the ones that are keeping them from doing what they want to do. And when that happens, then guess what? It's going to take this in order to make this stop. We're either all going to have to ruck up and go after them. I mean, each one of us that can do this. Or it's going to take the military to do it. Because the Border Patrol will be overrun. They will be overrun. This is why I've talked about how insane it is, how there's one M4 for every four Border Patrol agents, and they're playing rock, paper, scissors to get to see who carries it. They're outgunned now. They're outgunned. And there's no reason for them to be outgunned. Not in the United States. Not with as many. I mean, the military gives M16s to every little cop shop in town that wants one. Why don't they give some of them to the Border Patrol? They could use them. They need them. But that's all coming up soon, later, you know, and it'll be sooner or later rather than later. And we'll see. I mean, the stuff's going to happen at the border is going to make what happened in Baltimore look like a bad day at Romper Room. These guys disembowel you if you say something bad about them on Facebook. So that's coming attractions. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot. They claim it isn't very wide, but their selection is very deep. With over 50 million rounds available at Ammunition Depot, they can take care of your ammunition needs. And coming up this weekend, they're going to have a special just for you. Stay tuned. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. The big brains over at the Harvard Injury Control Research Center outdid themselves when they discovered that the Northeastern police chiefs crave power. No, wait a minute. Now they now that's not the way they put it. Okay. This is just me paraphrasing. This is me just cutting through the minutia and letting you know exactly what's going on there. This was a survey conducted by anti-gun researcher David Hemenway and former Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association President James G. Hicks, the results of which were published in the Journal of Public Health Policy, and that found that 90% of Massachusetts police chiefs favor keeping in place the current May-issue concealed carry permitting regime that gives them discretionary power over who gets to carry a gun. They also... The claim is also that an unrelated Harvard survey of grade schoolers it will indicate that they approve of eating ice cream for dinner. Yeah. Under current Massachusetts law, the local police chief or licensing authority has discretion over the issuance of licenses to carry. And this creates the unpredictable and unjust situation where, you know, if the chief likes you, well, you get one. If you know the chief and play golf with him, you get one. If you don't know the chief and you just want to, carry a gun for self-defense, you are probably out of luck. In Massachusetts, Gun Owners Action League provides a how-to section on writing a letter to justify your worthiness to exercise a liberty guaranteed by the Bill of Rights. It's become a cottage industry to get around the bureaucracy. The residents of Massachusetts are today groveling for basic human rights, supposedly secured to all Americans since 1791, and that's sad. And this was recently extended in Massachusetts to the issuance of all firearm identification cards. That means that the police chiefs can now decide whether a person can own a shotgun or a rifle in their own home based upon whatever they want to call out as a reason to not do it. Hemenway, being the good gun grabber that he is, contends that the results of this survey vindicate discretionary permitting regimes and says the evidence from our survey suggests that passing a federal background check may not always be enough to ensure that an individual does not pose a threat of violence to others or to themselves. Local police chiefs typically know more about the people in their community than does a national computer. I'm sure the Boston police chief knows every one of those people who live in Boston. I'm just so sure of it. He makes Boston sound like Mayberry. Like Mayberry. I've got a C-130 flying over really low. Notice it doesn't bother me. If it starts circling and a side door opens, that will bother me. This is a... they're making cities. You know, it is not like that at all. I don't know a single. Well, that's true. Where I live, I have talked to a few police officers. Don't know a single one by name. Couldn't call the cop shop and say, "Hey, I'm looking for so and so." Couldn't do it. I don't know any of them by name, and they don't know me. They know me as the bald radio guy that lives in a certain housing subdivision. That's how they know me. So call this power-hungry, this bureaucratic imperative, or simply human nature, the fact that these law enforcement officials would be reluctant to give up the power they've enjoyed for a long time. That should not be a surprise to anybody. Certain chiefs may simply believe that their personal notion of personal safety, public safety, outweighs any constitutional deficiency with the current system. Others, whether they would admit it or not, actually enjoy administering who gets what. Gets what in their jurisdictions? They're not sheriffs anymore. They're not sheriffs at all. They're police chiefs, but they become like, they're ruling a fief, if you will. The silliness of this survey and the inflated significance that Hemenway attaches to it would be funny if it were not emblematic of a more serious issue of superficially respectable doctors and universities perverting whatever goodwill those titles still give them for a political means, for a political end game. And it comes at a time when the president or others are advocating for public funds to be used in the study of gun violence. They should be, Baltimore's had some gun violence recently, but most of what happened wasn't guns. Just as destructive, more destructive. So, public health, Northeastern Coastal Public Health. Okay? Always, whenever you hear something coming from somewhere that's on the coast or from the Northeast, on either coast, okay, or from the Northeast, and now to a certain degree from the Northwest, this is going to be anti-gun, plain and simple. And you need to just, as we're going forward with our day and everything else, we need to just simply deal with it, because they're going to keep coming with it, because they're constantly looking for somebody stupid enough to believe them. And this is not to say that the low-info voter, which is the one that they reach out to. I saw a back and forth on Facebook yesterday. In my state, where they're considering permitless carry again, and somebody was out there saying, this is setting up for just all kinds of bad things. I mean, it's frightening. And I'm like, happens every day. It happens every day. 2,000 to 6,000 people a day use a gun to defend themselves. None of these people, I don't know how much I would bet on it, but I'd be willing to bet most of these people never been to a defensive pistol class, never been to a fighting rifle class, never been in the military, never been ex-law enforcement or in law enforcement. Just regular people with a little bit of common sense, because you know what? Most people are pretty decent people. And yet, there's a subset of people out there that claim to be conservative that will tell you, well, there needs to be some training involved. Let me tell you something. In South Carolina, the training consists of this. 7 hours of telling you where you can't carry the gun. 1 hour of standing in line about however long it takes for you to fire 50 rounds. And that's it. 50 rounds. And most of the time, they're going to supply the gun to you, and it's going to be a 22. Because it's just a mill. It's just a mill to get you through at that point. They just don't want you to shoot yourself or anybody else. That's what it teaches. That's what you find out. 50 rounds, they didn't shoot themselves. Hallelujah, you're a concealed carrier. That's who they go after, the people that think, well, you know, training is something that has to be had. I mean, it's frightening otherwise. Yeah, shut up. You scare me more than somebody that isn't, quote-unquote, trained to carry a gun. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is going to cover you whether you need 20 rounds of very exotic self-defense ammunition at a really good price or thousands of rounds to go take a class in bulk. They have it. They have the wide selection that they claim they don't have. They have the depth of selection. They have obscure things. And this weekend, just for you, just for the listeners here of Lock and Load, there's going to be a sale. And Scott Blick will be with me Friday from Ammunition Depot, and we're going to talk about that in between now and then. AmmunitionDepot.com. You know, at one of the rules of thumb is if you're facing somebody with a rifle, you really can't face them with a handgun. And I can think of two times where that has been proven to be wrong. There was no shooting involved, but in the Clackham Assault Mall incident, which I think happened in 2013, 2014, I'm not sure, Nick Melly drew his Glock 22 and was closing with and hunting down and was set up behind cover against a gunman with an AR-15. The gunman saw Nick Melly with his pistol and exited stage right and killed himself in an access hallway. And then this past weekend, a Garland, Texas traffic cop, and despite what I've heard both things, right now what I'm hearing is he was issued and was carrying a Glock 17, 9mm pistol. He engaged two bad guys carrying long guns, supposedly wearing protective gear, and he very quickly neutralized within 15 seconds of initiating contact with them. He put him down. Pulled up at the site, exited their vehicle, and immediately opened fire on a police car at the entrance. There, they wounded an unarmed security officer before the traffic officer engaged them. When the second gun showed up, he dealt with them quick. Now, most people would say that there's just no way to deal with a long gun. And it takes a bit of a tactical advantage to deal with a long gun when all you have is a handgun. But, hey, the guy carrying the long gun is only as good as the guy behind the long gun. Okay, even in the Charlie Hebdo attack with the cop they killed outside of Charlie Hebdo, they ran right up on him and shot him point blank. These guys were not, you know, they're not Hawkeyes. They're not marksmen or anything. Of course they're deadly if they can get up close to you with a weapon. Of course they're deadly. This guy, though, this traffic cop, who has not been at all identified, and shouldn't be identified because he will be a target if ISIS is actually behind the attack. He never hesitated. He saw something start, and he went in. And he was channeling Alvin York. He was channeling Audie Murphy. He was channeling Jim Cirillo. He went in there and dealt with it. He went out there. I mean, he channeled the old Texas Ranger, one riot, one ranger tradition. One good man, and again, restored peace. He didn't show up to write him a ticket because he was a traffic cop. He showed up to punch their ticket, which is exactly what it took. You know, somewhere out there, the people that teach pistol craft are smiling. Right now, Masad Ayoub is smiling. Jeff Cooper in his grave is smiling. Robbie Bartman is smiling. Ken Hackathorn is smiling. Larry Vickers is smiling. All these guys that teach this look at this incident and say, that's the way it's done. A man, any man that is motivated, that is rolling, that knows a little bit about something, like moving in on somebody and moving in hard, bring in the violence. You go into something like that, you got to bring the violence. You got to bring the violence. It's got to be ferocious. It's got to be outrageous. It's got to be decisive. And it has to be unrelenting, and there can be no waiting around. There can be no stop, freeze. These guys were committed. They were in. At that point, that's like telling the guy that just jumped out of an airplane, hey, stop. They were in. A couple of rifle-toting cowards rolled up on what they thought was a soft target, and they got punched. I mean, they got their clocks cleaned for the trouble. And that is the whole point of carrying a gun, believe it or not. Their best-laid scheme went awry. It went sideways on them. I would actually like to have seen the video of them realizing, what, there's a guy with a gun and he's coming up on us and he's got the drop on us? Any cowards, you know, they were rolling in on cartoonists, even though they were surrounded by a SWAT team, which, you know, later turned out that Garland, Texas had done some good preparations. They had some guys strapped up and ready to rock. And those guys showed up. The engagement started and was over in 15 seconds. The SWAT team showed up in about 25 seconds. So hats off to them, too. But they showed up after it was over. And all of that damage you see to the car where they rolled up, that's where they were detonating things that they thought might possibly be bombs. But I would like to see a video of that. I would have, in the same vein, I know this is bloodthirsty. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about this. I would have loved to have seen, I would love to see when one of these laser-guided bombs are going in and they've got the camera. I'd like for the camera to be zooming in on a guy trying to figure out what that is coming at him. I'm sorry. It's just morbid. I'm just morbid, you know. But you know what I do know about these two guys? These two guys rolled up and they thought they were going to kill a bunch of people that couldn't fight back. And they couldn't wait to do it, and they showed up strapped to do it, and they got killed for their trouble. These are the kind of guys that would put a videotape on it. You know, they turn on a video and watch someone saw somebody else's head off and mutter something while they do it. And then they'd be talking about their lions of the desert, Allah's warriors. That doesn't always work out that way when you come up on somebody that can and will fight back. If you're going to stand toe-to-toe, things are going to change. And, yes, I'm gloating. I'm gloating over this thing, this very American, this very Texan way of dealing with two terrorists that got their ultimate comeuppance. And I'll simply say this. I mean, for those of you out there, that there's been a lot of people saying, well, you know, if you're going to exercise your First Amendment right, you may have to exercise your Second Amendment right too. Okay. That's not a problem. That's not a problem. And for those of you that think, you know, you look at my gun, you look at me and everything else, but you're going to be concentrating on the gun. You're concentrating on the wrong thing. The gun doesn't make me dangerous. What I know how to do with the gun is what makes me dangerous. So when you ask me, isn't this dangerous? You better believe it. You had better believe it. I have since all this happened, I'm reevaluating what I carry around on a daily basis, and it's going to get more extreme. More extreme. My friend Soups just did a video on a bag. I got it already. I'm going to start carrying that. And I'm going to have so much stuff to carry. So, we'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up Friday, the first representative ever from Ammunition Depot will be joining me. They're the ones that bring this part of the show to you. And just for you, just to kick this off, they're going to have a special sale just for you. It'll go Friday to Monday. If you're looking at buying some ammo, if you're looking at supporting the show, if you want to support my sponsor, this will be a chance to do it and do it cheap. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Let's do a little deconstruction, shall we? We've talked a little bit about what happened and how great it was that it happened the way it was. Let's get into detail. Let's get into detail about what happened in Garland, Texas. And understand this. Some of the things that what I know and what I'm going to talk about is what I was related to me by Bob Owens. And you can find the write-up on it at bearingarms.com. But there's some things that are never going to come out about this because this would be bad to let the terrorists know this, okay? Some things never need to come out in something like this. At the point of attack, they drove up and they opened fire on an unarmed security guard. And the Garland traffic cop that engaged them was 60 years old. He drew his Glock, his duty-issue Glock pistol, and opened fire on the suspects. He 60 years old, okay? We're not talking about some 25-year-old tactical operator who's a, you know, Special Forces Delta Force SEAL. We're talking about a 60-year-old police veteran. He killed one terrorist almost immediately, wounded the other in his initial volley of return fire. There was a brief pause, and then when that second terrorist was reaching for a backpack, he put two more in him to stop him. This was all over within 15 seconds, and the heavily armed Garland SWAT were coming in as it was being, you know, as it was done, as it was ending. What did they use? What did they use? Now, there's a lot of pictures with evidence markers showing, and a lot of these evidence markers on the other side of the cones, if you're looking at the pictures, there's cones, and on one side is this the terrorist vehicle, which is blown to bits by the Garland SWAT team, making sure that there were no bombs. And then on the other side of the cones are a lot of evidence markers, and this is where the brass was going from the police officer's weapon. Now, it has been said that they were using machine guns and were armored. And they had body armor and automatic weapons. That's what they said about James Holmes. James Holmes was wearing a Black Hawk striker vest. You can go buy one of those at Academy Sports for $99. They're very nice Molly vests. They have no ballistic stopping capability at all. Anything, they don't have any more ballistic stopping capability than the T-shirt you're wearing now. So we don't know yet about whether or not body armor. There are pictures of what looks to be soft body armor or a soft body armor carrier. A lot of people buy these things and don't put armor in them. They just become an ammunition carry method. That's what they become. So really, when you see the carrier, that doesn't mean that there's armor on board, but that remains to be seen. There's multiple grades of soft body armor, and these things, the soft body armor and the ceramic plates and everything that's out there, the very exotic, lightweight ballistic plates, they degrade over time. They degrade if they take a shot. And the types of plates that don't degrade are AR-500 armor plates, which are heavier. Okay? So, and the armor panels themselves. Wearing armor is a false positive. Okay? It's a 10 by 12 piece of deflection. Normally curved. They have it cut at what they call the shooter's cut. The corners cut off at the top. They don't cover the entire torso. It leaves gaps under the arms, below the ribs, and at the neck. We don't know if the officer's rounds compromised the armor or went through the armor panels or if there was any armor panels. But it is clear they are saying that there was at least a soft armor carrier being worn by one of the terrorists. And that did not prevent him from being taken out of the fight. Indeed, if you see somebody wearing, if you know that they're wearing steel body armor, okay? If you shoot them and hit the body armor with a 9mm or above, they're not going to stand there and go, of course, I'm invulnerable. They're going to fall on their back. They're going to have the wind knocked out of them. Anything bigger than 9mm, you start getting into 40 caliber, 10mm, 45, you're probably going to knock the wind out of them. If you get with a rifle round, you're going to start breaking things underneath. The impact, it stops penetration. It does not stop impact. Now on to the automatic weapons thing. There's a very blurry picture out there, and it looks, because when I saw it, the first thing I thought about was when I had Chad Enos from Kel-Tec on, because one of them looks like the Kel-Tec Sub 2000, which is a great gun to fold up and stick in a backpack in case you need it in a really bad situation. Not the gun, though, that I'm going to go to a gunfight in. Carrying. That's not going to be what I'm going to carry. That might be a backup in the backpack. But it's not going to be primary weapon number one. It's a pistol caliber carbine. Shoots 9mm or 40 caliber. We don't know yet what this was. I'm just going by what I'm looking at. Partially obscured behind evidence marker number 34 is what appears to be the firearm with an AR-15 type front sight post. But the image and the amount of gun covered by the evidence marker make it impossible to tell exactly what you're looking at there. Boy, that just got all kinds of big, didn't it? Hey, what are we doing? Oh, that's what we did. We'll get that back down there to this. There we go. Okay. Everything on my monitor just zoomed in 100%. And I couldn't read it. So, you know, when you're looking at something like that, are you looking at an AR-15? Are you looking at a AR-15 set up for 22 rimfire? What are you looking at? Is it an air gun? Was it designed to look like an AR-15 to win this jihadi his martyrdom? Bob Owen thinks it was a faux 15 or a 22 clone. Because there's been no credible tracking of reports of the distinctly different reports of a centerfire rifle fire and the confirmed Glock pistol fire from the Garland officer. If there was an AR-15 at the site, there wasn't much evidence to suggest that it was actually brought into play by the terrorists, because once again, they opened fire and, you know, there was nothing happening. If this is the caller for the show, we need to get him really quick, because I'm not going to have time in the next hour to hold him. Anyway, no matter how you break down the details, this 60-year-old cop, this guy was brave, and he never waited. He never hesitated. He went in, he did what he had to do. Determined people with good training and a decent handgun can defeat the most zealous fanatic, given the right situation. So, while I'm out there telling you that the Second Amendment does not have anything whatsoever to do with you having to train to carry a gun, get out there and train, by all means. Get out there and train every possible way you can think of to train. Train in a bunch of ways you never think you're going to have to shoot. Maybe one day it will be your turn to be one standing on the line defending liberty from savagery. And when that happens, that's not something that you're going to want to come up short on. You're going to want to deal with this the way the 60-year-old cop. So, good stuff. Good stuff. Once again, a bunch of junk about body armor and automatic weapons always comes into play. Let's go into hour number two. When we rejoin each other, we're going to be with Uncle Ted Nugent on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.